Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, January 18th. I am so happy to be here with you on Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. I can remember when this day was being fought for many, many decades ago, and finally we are here with it as a pretty much national holiday. There might be one state still holding out, I'm not sure. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you, as we always do. And in a moment, we're going to begin today's episode where we're going to be talking about female with a mission. But first, I want to welcome all of you, my listeners. I am so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us because I know you have many other things you can do with your time. I encourage you to get the most out of the show by participating, and you can do that by asking questions either over in the chat room or you can actually call in and ask questions live. Now, if you're on the phone lines, all you need to do is press 1 to let me know you have a question or a comment. If you're over on the web chat, you can type in your questions or your comments, and I'll be sure to read them or ask the guest on the air. Now, let me remind you of something very important. This is a live show, so that means anything can happen, and lost signals is the most common thing that happens. It even happens to me sometimes. So if your call is suddenly lost, you just dial in again at 347-539-5700. That's the same number you called in the first place. And don't worry about missing anything because all the shows are recorded and they're available for you later under on-demand episodes on my show page. Now, once again, I'm Flora Brown. For those of you who are new to the show, I'm an author, coach, inspirational speaker, consultant, a mom of four, a grandma of three. I've had quite a bit of experience in my lifetime. If you haven't already done so, I invite you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, where you can now invest in yourself by taking advantage of a complimentary coaching session that I'm offering this month. It's called Jumpstart Your 2010 Goals. And to do that, all you need to do is go over to my website and click the link you see there that says Get a Coach Now. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. In order to do this, each week I interview guests from various fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, parenting. Last week we had a show about fitness. We talk about wealth creation, career, all of these things that make up your life and therefore contribute to your lasting happiness. Now, today, my guest is Andrea Griggs. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Flora. How are you today?
I am great today. I want to tell my listeners a bit about you before we begin. Is that okay?
That is fine.
Okay. Andrea Griggs is an educator in Georgia, and she's the radio host of another show called Female with a Mission. Now, she worked in radio and TV broadcasting during college, and after college, she went to Atlanta's AM station, 1340 WIGO. But she soon turned to her main goal of teaching and has now been engaged in college teaching for 13 years. Andrea spends most of her time when she's not working with her family and her friends, and she really enjoys doing that. She appreciates the talents and the efforts of women all around the globe, and she loves to hear their courageous stories of life. That's why she started her show. So welcome, Andrea.
Thank you so much, Flora. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you. Now, I just mentioned in your bio that you are an educator, so would you tell us what subject and grades you teach?
Well, actually, I have taught in the public school system for 13 years. and I taught anything from grade kindergarten all the way to eighth grade.
Mm.
My specialty was in reading or language arts,
mm-hmm.
and I've also worked with, special needs children as well as
okay.
gifted children. Recently, I started working in higher ed, and
mm-hmm.
That was just in July of 2009. So
okay.
that's a new arena for me, but
okay.
it's pretty easy.
Now, you say higher ed, you mean college?
Yes,
college
I mean college. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's
okay.
a college level now.
Okay.
I've been working at two technical schools here
oh.
in the Atlanta area.
Okay. Well, people would be surprised that some of the same skills you needed to teach kindergartners, you need to teach college students as well.
That's exactly right.
I speak from experience.
Yes, you do. You already know.
I do. Now, your show, Female with a Mission, I'm sure you get asked this over and over, so I'm going to be typical and ask, what led you to start that show? Because obviously the title tells me that you are a female with a mission. So what led you to start your radio show?
Actually, Flora, it was just something simple. And that word is the one word, and that's desire.
Mm-hmm.
Being an educator, sometimes you can get to a place where you become burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And in my career, I became burnout. I'm a perfectionist. Sometimes a workaholic, and so
I can relate to that.
sometimes people come to those people quite often to have them do different things because they are familiar with the type of work that you do, and they're confident that you'll do the work well.
Mm-hmm.
And just in the field of education, I had just come to a place where I began to evaluate my life,
mm-hmm.
and in that evaluation, I thought to myself, if this is not fulfilling me, what is it that's going to fulfill me as a person?
Mm-hmm.
I already was familiar with who I was and what I wanted to do. I just had what I wanted to do was just get back to that place where I was knew I was on the right course.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that self-evaluation time, I remembered working at the radio station. I remembered coming to the place where I was just completely happy with the career path that I was on.
Mm-hmm.
And so being in education, I lost all of that somewhere along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was passionate about education, and I still am, but
mm-hmm.
It was a secondary career for me. It
mm-hmm.
wasn't the primary career for me, and that primary career was in communications. And I realized that I ran from communications basically out of fear. I worked at WIGO and another radio station, WKXI Kixie, which is in Jackson, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started working for WIGO, of course, I moved back home to Atlanta, and I worked there maybe 3 months, and the radio station went under. And at that point, I was devastated.
Mm.
I didn't know what to do, where to go. I didn't have any connections anymore. I was thinking to myself, how am I going to be able to get another job? And so I thought, okay, well, my minor's English. So since my minor is English, I guess I better choose something that's stable and go see if I can be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And sure
mm-hmm.
enough, I made it happen for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, just as time went on, I came back to that crossroad. What
mm-hmm.
is it that truly makes me happy? What is it that I'm passionate about?
Mm-hmm.
And so I remembered radio, communications, television, the whole aspect of news reporting, gathering news, meeting people. The social networking is all over the Internet now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
and
right.
And those things were the things that I had left behind to educate students.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to get back to that other part of me that was so driven.
Mm-hmm.
And so my family recently relocated to another part of Georgia. And in that, my husband and I said, well, you can quit your job. You can find another teaching job where we're moving to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, yeah. Well, with the economy, it was the wrong time to quit a job. And I thought to myself, although I'm sure my husband wasn't thinking this way, but I thought to myself, this is perfect. I can get into communications again. And, you know, here I found Blog Talk Radio, and I thought it's the perfect avenue for
That's
me
right.
to move in and create the show Females with the Mission and mm-hmm. and dive into encouraging women to pursue their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same token, I was back on that path again, pursuing
mm-hmm.
my dreams of getting mm-hmm. back into radio, connecting with those people who are in communications. I've been learning so many things, Flora, that it's amazing.
You're right. That's wonderful. Well, you touched on something that's very important that I want to point out to the listeners, and that is you're talking about two things, living your purpose and following your passion.
Mm-hmm.
And those two things sometimes we think have to be the same thing. And that's not always true. You're living your purpose by teaching because obviously you enjoy communicating and sharing with your students because that's an important part of your life. But you also gain a lot of joy from helping others find their passion, and that's your passion over there in communication with the radio. And we don't have to choose.
No.
We can do both.
Yes.
We can have a career that may be our source of money-making. We certainly have to pay the bills. It's really nice to have a shelter and heat.
Yes.
But and some food every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
But it also is wonderful to have your passion, the thing you love to do. Sometimes you don't get paid for your passion.
Right.
Sometimes your passion is something that you love so much you would do it free.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are able to find a thing that they enjoy that is their passion and also their purpose and therefore their source of money.
Right.
But it doesn't always happen. So we don't have to choose. We can do more than one thing and enjoy our lives in the process. So I'm happy to hear that not only have you done this for yourself, but you are now encouraging other women to do the same. So I want to ask you now that your show, how long has your show been on the air?
My show has been on the air since June of 2009, so that's about 6 or 7 months.
Okay.
And you know, it's been an overwhelming experience. I have met so many beautiful women.
Overwhelming in a good way.
Overwhelming, yes, in a great way. You know, I stepped into Females with the Mission thinking that, well, who's going to listen, you know,
mm-hmm.
And how am I going to get listeners? You know, there are 1,001 radio hosts on Blog Talk Radio, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They're all unique.
Exactly.
They all have their own special gift.
Exactly.
They all have, a desire to bring forth information to their listeners.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I thought to myself, hey, I just joined a league of people who are bringing forth information. You know,
that's
if you take the time to sit down and watch television, you see that there's CNN, there's, you know, your local stations, then you have your radio stations, then you have, you know, the internet sites. I mean, there's a wealth of information out there to be obtained.
Sure.
And out of all the people here on Earth, they're each going to a different avenue.
Exactly.
So we can share it all.
So there's, you know? That's right. There's room for all of us.
There's now, room for all of us.
You've been on the air. What are some of the things that you can remember? I know there's been lots of them. Could you share a few things you've learned from your guests that have been empowering for you personally? Because as a host myself, I know that I'm taking notes during my show,
mm-hmm.
even though I can listen later, because I'm learning from my guests just as my listeners are.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things that you've learned from your guests in the past 6 months that have been empowering for you personally?
I would say that my guests empower me to keep moving forward,
okay.
each and every one of them, because, like I just said about, you know, all the radio hosts on Blog Talk Radio, they're all unique.
Mm-hmm.
But just like my guests, they're all unique in their specialties and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they empower me to keep moving forward and to not give up. You know, when you listen to people's stories, everybody has a story. Everybody has trouble in their life at some point, maybe not all the time, but they've had something to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find in the guests that have been on my show that, you know, they have overcome whatever it is that they encountered in their life, and they've kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I just have to remember that, you know, that there are so many other people out there like yourself, Andrea. But the important thing is to keep going. If you
That's
give
right.
up, you'll never know what's at the end of the road for you. You'll
That's
never
right.
know the shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, you'll always be in that amazement of, I wonder if. And so my guests empower me to just say, I wonder if I did X, Y, Z, what will happen?
That's right. That's right.
And so I just continue to keep moving forward so that I can find out the answers to those questions.
So you want to solve that mystery, that unknown, and keep taking that risk and moving forward. And it sounds like your guests have encouraged you to do that because they're doing the same thing.
They're doing
they're
the
doing
exact
the same,
same
thing.
Yeah.
One of the people over in the chat room, matter of fact, two of the people in the chat room are actually former guests, or one is a former guest, one is a soon-to-be guest, on from my show, and
uh-huh.
one of them, Liara Covert, who's from Australia,
uh-huh.
Shares in the chat room that diversity is the spice of life, because earlier you were talking about the many shows and the many different angles of the that are available online, offline, TV, radio, and it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And each of us has a message to share, and each one may sound like it's on the same topic, but it's not exactly. And the other person I see over there in the chat room is Jax. I was a guest on her show yesterday. Her
oh.
show is called Real Talk, Real Women. And she's over in the room listening in and encouraging you and sending good vibes your way, I'm sure. So I want to go on and ask you, because you're a mom.
Yes.
I read that in your bio, correct?
Mm-hmm. I am a mom, and I had to tell her to turn the karaoke machine off. I'm getting ready to do a show.
Oh, yes. I made a sign that says, I am on the air. And I put it on my front door. I put it on the back of the chair I'm sitting in, whatever. So in the event some of my children are adults, but in
okay.
case one of them is here and passes
uh-huh.
through, I wave at them, but I let them know not to say anything. What have you learned from being a mother that has impacted your role as a teacher and as a radio host?
Well, you know, I have a daughter, and she is 8 years old. And
oh.
one of the things that – yes, tell me about it. One of the things that I have just made up in my mind is that I don't ever want her to be just closed in. You know, as an educator, as a wife, as a mother, I lost myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to dig my way out of that hole. You know, it wasn't that I wasn't happy. I was happy
mm-hmm.
with my life,
mm-hmm.
but I lost that part of me
mm-hmm.
that is destined.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When I think about, you know, this is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s national holiday,
yes.
In his last speech, he said, you know, he just wanted to do God's will.
Yes.
And for myself, I take that a little further, and I say to myself, we all have a purpose, and it's important for us to be purpose-driven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're doing God's will, 9 times out of 10, we're purpose-driven. There is something that we're each placed here to do, and I believe that. And so as a mother, I want to ensure that my daughter sees that there are options.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can be a wife and a mother, and you can also be a successful businesswoman if
mm-hmm.
you choose to be an entrepreneur. You can be a wife and a mother, and you can have a little side gig on the side, even if it's, you know, not paying you a lot, but it's giving you a joy that only you can bring yourself. Mm-hmm. So many women or so many men are looking for joy from people.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that joy only comes from within. And it's when you tap into those things that are truly inside of you, those things that truly make you happy. You could be a person that happens to love to work out every day, but because you have so many responsibilities, you say, I don't have time to work out. No, that's not true.
Nope.
Now you need to go back and re-look at the time that you have, do some time management.
That's right. Prioritize.
And get that workout in. Exactly.
Right.
You know,
because
it can be done.
Because it's important. It's not even, sometimes we think of it as something that would be great to do if we have time, when we have time, whatever. It's really a life-saving thing that you're doing for yourself when you give that time to your passion, because this is what enables you to go on with all the other things. I want to share something else from the chat room. Liara just said, she said, we all invite precisely what we need at a given moment.
Mm-hmm.
People, situations that present in your life, present themselves in your life, even food cravings. Are all sending you messages from within.
Exactly.
And I've heard that before. Even they say when you're craving chocolate, that there's really a certain chemical that you're craving. So we have to listen.
Yeah.
And then listen, we have to act upon what we're hearing and the message that we're receiving. And that's exactly the kind of thing you're talking about. Now, your show encourages women to go after their dreams. But we know that there are plenty of things to distract us and deter us from our goals. We've just been talking about that. One of them, we think time is one of them.
Right.
But what tips can you give my listeners that will help them stay on track? You've already said one is to prioritize your time.
Right. One is to prioritize your time. For me, Flora, I'm a visual learner. You know, Howard Gardner has the 8 multiple intelligences. I'm a visual learner, and I'm an auditory learner. I went to Office Depot, Office Max, whatever, and got one of those project boards, the science project boards that we often use in school system. Okay, and I took the time to cut out pictures and words and things and paste on the vision board for myself. And that helped me to get back on track.
Wow.
It helped me to realize what was important, what things I wanted to pursue, and it helped me to look at that every day and say, okay, if you haven't accomplished this already, this is a path you need to be on so that you can accomplish it. So I would say create that vision board.
Okay.
But, you know, the self-evaluation is important too, because everybody can't take a vision board and spend that time to put it together until you prioritize.
Of course.
You know, you got to prioritize first. You got to do that self-evaluation. And then from your self-evaluation, you can think to yourself, okay, now I can do a vision board. Everything is in order now.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, there is none other, and I know this is not for everyone, but for me, there's none other but prayer. I sincerely believe you have to pray about things. That is the source of guidance that I have in my life, is to pray and ask for guidance. And, of course, in that request, I believe that answer comes back to me. And I don't see any other way to get direction except through prayer.
Well, one of the things I talk about in my book, Color Your Life Happy, is finding your spiritual path. Because one of the things that seems to turn people off when you mention prayer is the belief that some people have given up on a given denomination or a given religion, and therefore they want to throw prayer out the window too.
Right.
Well, if you don't like the word prayer, then you need to find another word that covers what we're talking about, and that's your spiritual path. And you can call it meditation, you can call it whatever you want to call
exactly.
it. Call it silence,
because
prayer I see as something that involves asking, and meditation and getting quiet as listening. So it's all part of the same thing, going within. And I think one of the mistakes we make is getting caught up on the terminology.
Yes.
Call it what you want to call it, but at some time in your life, your day, you need to stop all the other stuff we're doing and turn our attention inward.
Exactly.
And when we do that, then we're going to be amazed. And one of the things I want to point out in this regard is don't wait until you have time to look up the proper way to meditate.
Oh, yeah.
Or the proper way
exactly.
to pray. There is no proper way to do any of this. If you have that desire to go within, just stop where you are, sit in a chair, couch, whatever, and get quiet.
Exactly.
If nothing else, just get quiet. You don't
just
have to do anything else. And you will begin to, if you make this a habit that you will begin to get insights. You will begin to get reflections that you will be so amazed.
Yes.
And I had an experience last night where I'd been thinking long and hard about some things that I need to do regarding some of my relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this question that came to me that answered my question or my concerns, and that was, who's taking care of your business?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because I was so caught up in thinking about what should I do regarding this person, that person. And this question came to me. It's like, okay, so who's taking care of your concerns and things you need to be concerned about? And this is something that comes up when you're quiet, when you pray, when you meditate, whatever you want to call it. You get questions that, or you get answers. It may be statements, it may be questions, it may be an image, but you get things that point you back on track to where
right.
you should be.
That's right.
Now, I took a look around the internet before the show, and I saw that you have a website in progress.
Yes.
So would you tell us what events, projects, or things you have coming up in the future?
Near the end of this year, I'm working on a women's conference.
Okay.
I want to pull together a number of women that can come in and just inspire and empower women. Because it'll be my first one, you know, I'm not going to, you know, shoot myself in the foot and give you an exact date, but I am trying to pull that together for the end of this year.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe around November before it really gets going for the holidays.
Okay.
With Females with a Mission, I really believe that women are multitaskers. We do so many things.
Yes, we do.
That, you know, even if you're a stay-at-home mom, you're still a female with a mission.
Yes.
Because you know how to keep your house in order, get those children off to school, keep the husband's clothes clean if you're married, whatever. You know,
yes.
You have those things that you have to do, and most times when you get up out of bed, your feet hit the ground and you take off running.
That's right.
I just really believe that all females are females with a mission, no matter what their business is, if they have a business or if they work full-time or part-time for someone. And so I want to just pull together a women's conference in this area, the Atlanta area,
mm-hmm.
for, you know, just for empowerment.
Great. That's so wonderful.
Yeah, there are so many people that, you know, just need a refreshing, you know.
Yes,
people say we're in a recession. Some people are without jobs here in the Georgia area. There are a lot of people here in the Georgia area that are without jobs right now. And I think it would be good to just know that, you know what, let me just place the encouragement back inside of you. Let me just place the empowering back inside of you. Let me just give you back the passion that you haven't had in a while.
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
that is what my goal is to do this year. I've also started partnering with some local businesses here where they're going to be doing women's events, whether
mm-hmm.
it's health and wellness motivated, whether it's just, you know, business motivated. So I'm excited because I didn't have these opportunities last year, and
okay.
that's given me an opportunity to do something different this year.
That's wonderful.
So I'm really looking forward to that. My website before was really just all over the place, and I thank God I had a dear friend call me up and said, you know what, you have a great show, you have a wonderful message, but please let me help you with this website because it looks a mess. So, you know, I've just been blessed to have that person to be working on the website, and hopefully it'll be back up by the end of this month.
Well, we all need that. We all need that person who will tell us the truth.
Yes.
And if we're smart, we listen. Now, we don't always agree with everything somebody else tells us, but somebody who has our interest at heart and they're on the same path, we need to listen. And I want to go back to something you said about women multitasking and so forth. And that is that many women who, what we call stay-at-home moms, who have several children, who are in school and they're managing the household, the bills, the husband, all these things, tend to discount what they're doing. And in my view, running a house is running a corporation.
Oh, yeah.
And you are very definitely a CEO because you are managing so many things. And it's unfortunate that the business world may not see it that way, although I think times are changing to the point where businesses are beginning to recognize the skills. Can you imagine the time management skills and all of the other things that a mom does? And we're talking a mom who's really taking care of all the business of running the house, just getting the kids up, dressed, fed, and out. I had four children. I felt like I was running a short order kitchen at one point, just getting everybody fed in the morning. And this is before you get to work, if you work, or before you start your day with the kids at school. So I do think that stay-at-home moms are not just twiddling their thumbs. Stay-at-home moms are running a corporation. A family is a type of business.
That's right.
It's
own United States Army.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, you know, if you're at 120 Phillips Street, you're the United States Army of 120 Phillips Street. It takes a lot, and we never, you know, sometimes I think women are in that home, maybe not appreciate it. You know, sometimes you have those husbands who really appreciate the fact that you're holding it down, but they really have no clue what you go through on a day-to-day basis.
It just reminded me of an incident where I had to go to a conference and I asked my husband to take over the task of getting the kids. This is just one day. To take over the task of getting, this is when I had just three children, getting them to makeup lessons. They had missed their music lessons that week. And I think two of them needed to go to makeup lessons and all three of them needed to go to dental appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this was on the same street within a few blocks, okay? And when I told him what he was going to need to do, you know, to drop off two of them at the dentist and take the other one to the music lessons, then come back and get... When I was explaining this to him, he said, "That's crazy. I can't do that." I said, "Excuse me?" he couldn't even embrace the concept of what I was telling him. Now, this isn't something I did every week. This was a situation where we were making up lessons, and in order to get it done, this is what I'd figured out. But it was so funny that to him, it was the craziest thing he'd ever heard to try to do all these things in one time frame. And, of course, it was several hours he had to get these things done, but just the back and forth of managing that time, he couldn't see it, even though it was just a few hours and a few, you know, a few blocks away.
Right.
So the things that we do are amazing. And not to be always encouraged to do that. I mean, I don't think women need to be encouraged to make themselves crazy with some of the schedules we set up. But we do tend to be able to do some unbelievable things that men just can't fathom.
Right.
For whatever reason.
And, well, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, one of the Liara over in the chat room says, you have to appreciate yourself before other people truly value you as you would like deep inside. So I think what she's getting at is that we do need to value ourselves. And some of that is not overloading ourselves with too much stuff, as we tend to do when we're parents, and making time for ourselves. And I think in the process what happens is we're also teaching our children how they need to become, what they need to become as adults and mothers and husbands and so forth. So
exactly.
It's all tied in. I was glad to hear you mention also partnering.
Yeah.
Because partnering is part of this thing of not trying to do everything yourself.
Yes.
And getting input and help and encouragement and support from other people who have equally great talent and ability and skills and resources.
Most definitely.
So I'm glad to hear that you're doing that.
Yes, I believe that that's, you know, it's almost like if there is someone who has a skill that you don't have, they bring to the table something to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to find women that you can actually partner with where there's no problem, because sometimes we do not always get along. However, there are some good matches out there, and I think the social networking sites are a great place to meet people, just like you and I met. I had you on my show. You had something to offer the listeners, and you did a wonderful job.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. You did a wonderful job of encouraging the listeners to be all that they can be. And remember that you have to color your life happy.
Right. And the key thing there is that you have the choice of choosing the colors and taking the action to do the things that make your life happy. That's very important for us to remember. We're not victims.
Yes.
And we definitely have choices. Whatever situation we're in, we have some choices. Now, before our time goes away, boy, it's going fast, I want you to tell the listeners how they can tune into your show and what your schedule is for your show.
My schedule is every first and third Fridays.
Okay.
My show comes on at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
And I am seriously considering possibly every Friday.
Okay.
But right now I don't want to do too much. I don't want to take on too much. I'm still in that every other Friday, and I will probably hang on to that until June of this year before I launch into, you know, every Friday. My show is on Blog Talk.
Okay.
And you can either look me up by searching for Females with a Mission, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/FWM. My website is also www.femaleswithamission.com.
Okay.
And, of course, if anyone would like to be interested in being on the show, they can always send me an email at femaleswithamission@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. Oh, that's a new email. I need to
make
sure.
That's a new email that I've set up. Yes. And,
that's cool.
Yeah, I thought that it would be good. Just, you know, it's wonderful to have people around you that will come and share with you. You know what? Since you got Females with the Mission as your website, you need to have an email address, Females with the Mission.
Exactly.
There has been a lot of information that I've learned, Flora, and it's been truly a blessing to just learn and meet women out there who are just doing the darn thing.
Well, one thing for sure is that no one of us knows everything. So the more we can partner and get together with other women and other people who are doing things and being successful, the better it is for us. Now, what personal goals do you still have ahead of you that you want to achieve?
Well, I really would like to see the conferences to come about. I also want to put together a Females with the Mission Volume 1, 2, 3, and 4, where I actually showcase the guests that I've had on my show. And I want to do that for next year. I want to start the compilation of the guests that I've had for Females with the Mission Volume 1 and just tell more about the guests and what they do. And, you know, I think that would be a great resource for women. And I want to be able to take the conferences not just here in Atlanta, but I would like to do some surrounding cities, or I would like to, you know, see myself one day as a guest at other conferences that women might be compelled to attend. But, you know, the sky's the limit.
Okay.
I'm positive. I'm open. If things were to change for me.
I'm happy that you're trying different things, because we certainly don't know how anything is going to work.
Exactly.
Until we get out there, we take the risk. If we're not willing to risk failure, we can never experience success. So we have to get out there and see if it'll work.
Yes.
And sometime, I mean, I had a couple of events that fell flat on their faces. And yet I don't consider them as failure in the sense that I learned something. And each time you plan the next event, you have some experience to go by. I want to ask you before, we have about 4 minutes left, what is the motto that you live by? Do you have a motto or a scripture or an affirmation?
Yes, I do. Chase after your dreams with all you've got.
All right.
Chase after your dreams with all you've got. That's my motto for Females with the Mission, because I believe if we don't get that encouragement to just keep going, that we'll stop. I know for me, I stopped. I gave up 13, 14 years of the dream that I had. And it, not that it was wasted time. It was probably time for me to mature and become a better person.
Exactly.
But I realized, too, being laid off and being at home and having to go from full-time worker to now a stay-at-home mom and managing everything at the house, I don't even know how I did it when I was working full time. I was like, I must have been cleaning this house while I was asleep. You know, I've always been a clean person, but when I worked full time, I just didn't understand how everything got done. And once I was unemployed and I sat down and I had to evaluate my life and prioritize my life, then I started saying, how in the world?
I've heard many people say that. And I want to give you a few minutes for any closing words that you might have, because we have 2 minutes remaining. Any closing words you have for the listeners?
Well, you know, I would just say, you know, as a female with a mission, you have to chase after your dreams with all you've got. You're the only person that can bring your dreams to pass.
Exactly.
And there is no stopping. So don't accept the roadblocks. Just go around them and keep moving forward.
Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing that with us. You're definitely a female with a mission. And
thank
I so much appreciate you, and I want to let you know that you matter a lot to me. Thank you. As we end the show in a few minutes, I want to urge all of you listeners who have been enlightened, encouraged, or empowered by today's episode to share what you've learned with your family, your colleagues, your friends. And remember that the recording of this show, this episode, will be here on my radio page in a few moments, actually. It usually takes not very long, at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, where you can return anytime. You can listen to it, or you can download it, put it in on a CD, put it in your car. There are many ways that you can hear us again and again. I want to thank you again, Andrea, for coming in. I want to thank listeners for tuning in. And I'm going to ask all of you to come back next Monday and join me for another exciting show. Now, in the meantime, please visit my website, because coloryourlifehappy.com is the starting point for all of the things that I do, the blog, my newsletter. I have a newsletter, a weekly newsletter. Be sure to sign up for that. I have coaching. Whatever I'm doing, go over to the website, and it'll link you to the other things. I am your host, Flora Brown of Color Your Life Happy, the radio show designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. I'm coming to you live today from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I want to ask you to please have a wonderful Martin Luther King Day celebration. And, of course, Martin believed in celebrating your life by serving others. Remember to color your life happy, chasing after those dreams with all that you have, as Andrea has said. Thank you, and I look forward to hearing you on the chat room or live next week at Color Your Life Happy.
Color your life happy.
Color.
Every day you can choose. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
Color your life happy.